Hello and welcome to Simply Save, Money Controls Personal Finance Podcast, where we discuss all things money. In 2020, the Securities and Exchange Board of India introduced new norms for multi-cap funds, mandating a minimum of 25% allocation to each to large, mid and small cap stocks. Soon after, the capital markets regulator launched a flexi-cap category, which didn't have any restrictions on investing in large, mid or small cap stocks. Consequently, most funds moved to the flexi-cap category, while a few remained multi-cap. Today, there are 33 flexi-cap funds, while the count of multi-cap funds increased to 18 as of July end, with new fund launches. Multi-cap and flexi-cap funds have been witnessing contrasting trends in terms of net inflows over the past 3 months. While multi-cap funds have seen net investments of Rs. 3,340 crore, flexi-cap funds saw net selling of Rs. 1,370 crore in the past 3 months. We caught up with Rushabh Desai, founder of Rupee with Rushabh Investment Services, to understand what's behind the contrasting investment trend in these two fund categories, which fund is better suited to manage market volatility, and factors to look at when selecting a multi-cap or a flexi-cap fund. Let's listen in.
Hi Rushabh, welcome to Simply Save Podcast.
Thanks so much, Abhinav, for having me on your podcast.
Can we begin with how multi-cap and flexi-cap funds work? In reality, both these funds invest across large cap, mid cap and small cap stocks. So what are the differences and maybe a bit of insight into their history?
So Abhinav, to put it very simply, flexi cap and multi cap both will invest in large, mid and small cap segments. Okay. The major difference in both is that the multi cap funds will invest 25%, at least 25% each in large cap, mid cap and small cap. That is their mandate. Now, in the flexi-cap category, there is no restrictions across different market capitalization, right? So if the fund manager wants, they can shift from large to mid, mid to small, small to large in whichever allocation they like. They don't have to maintain a minimum, say like 25% how it is required in a multi-cap fund. So multi-cap funds will have minimum 25% each in large, mid and small caps, and flexi-caps has no restrictions in market capitalization.
All right. As an investor, are there any factors that can influence one's decision to allocate across different market capitalizations?
See, to put it simply, it all boils down to one's, you know, goal, risk, time horizon, and asset allocation. So if one has a higher risk appetite, because multi-cap funds will have a higher risk than flexi-cap because they are supposed to maintain at least 50% in mid and small caps at all times, right? So multi-caps will have a higher risk appetite. So if someone has a higher risk appetite, they can venture into or take risk in the multi-cap funds. But if someone who doesn't have a high risk as much as, you know, what I just mentioned, then probably they can venture into the flexi-cap segment. But overall, both will have high risk, both will require a higher time horizon. The only difference is multi-cap funds will have a slightly higher risk than the flexi-cap funds.
All right. So is there any way to know the ideal mix of large cap, mid cap, small cap stocks in one's portfolio?
See, there is no fixed thumb rule as such. And I would like to mention to you and your listeners out there as well that, see, multi-cap as a category is a very new category, okay? Currently, I'm not recommending multi-cap category funds. I'm more inclined towards flexi-cap funds because of their flexible nature, right? So, say, for example, if I take around, say, because on an average, we have noticed that the flexi-cap funds will have around 50 to 60% into large caps, you know, on an average within the category, right? Again, this is very much on an average level. So, I mean, if someone invests, say, like 50 to 60% in flexi-cap strategies, right, and rest divided into pure mid and small caps, so the allocation probably comes to around 40, 45% in large cap and the rest comes into the mid and small cap segment. So in my view, if someone has a longer time horizon and someone is able to take a higher risk, because see, wealth is going to be generated. Historically, we have seen higher returns have been generated from the mid and small cap space, right? But large caps is equally important to give that kind of stability because there is more volatility and cyclicality in the mid and small cap segment as well. So it all boils down to one's risk and time horizon. But I would suggest that at least anywhere between 25 to 50% has to be given into large cap, and the rest can be divided between mid and small cap. But at least 25 to 50% anywhere between this range, should be in my view.
Right. So markets over the past 1.5 years have been largely stable, but there might be phases in the future where there's a lot of volatility in the market. Which type of fund, multi-cap or flexi-cap, is better suited to manage market volatility?
I think flexi-caps would be, in theory, I feel flexi-caps, if managed well, flexi-caps would be a better bet in terms of managing volatility, because the fund manager has more flexibility, has no restrictions, right? So in my view, rather than going into the multi-cap static minimum allocation, in large, mid and small, I would go for a traditional flexi cap.
Right. And if you can share some information on the risk element in each of these fund categories.
Correct. So as I just mentioned to you earlier that, flexi cap funds flexi cap and multi caps both are like high risk categories. But since multi cap has, needs to maintain 50% in mid and small caps, multi caps would be little more higher risk than flexi cap funds.
So is there any typical holding period for both these categories?
Generally, I would say like a minimum 5-year time frame should be given, depending on what point they are entering in the market. If they are entering at the peak, very peak of valuations, we saw in 2021, right? So probably 5 to 6 years would be a minimum time frame, that is in a lump sum way. But if someone is doing a SIP, following a SIP methodology in these categories, then at least 7 years, has to be given, because SIP, you're investing per month and you're staggering on the entire spectrum of those 7 years. You're buying at the top and you're buying at the bottom. So for lump sum, probably 5 years, and for a SIP, 7 years would be ideal.
Right. So are there any factors that you would suggest when investors go to select a multi-cap or a flexi-cap fund? What factors should they look at?
Just keep it very simple, because we have so many categories now on the equity side, on the debt side, So I would just stick with the flexi-cap category. Don't, because multi-cap is a fairly new category. If you want to create a kind of a 25, 25, 25 kind of a portfolio, do it, invest, as I mentioned, invest 50, 60% into flexi cap strategies, and the rest you can divide into pure mid and pure small cap funds. You will easily get, a kind of a 35, 40% into large cap, and the rest in, equally into mid and small cap. So I would say go simple, stick with flexi cap funds at this point of time. And, I'm not saying multi-cap funds are bad, but just to keep it simple, just, from a simplicity point of view, I would just stick with flexi-cap funds.
Okay, got it. So, but can someone have both the funds in their portfolio, multi-cap and flexi-cap fund at the same time?
Of course, I think both deserve a spot in one's portfolio. It just depends on, what risk the investor is able to take, right? But I think both have deserving qualities to be in one portfolio.
Right. The last question is, multi-cap funds are getting better inflows than flexi-cap funds in the recent past. Over the past 3 months, there is a divergence between these categories. Multi-cap funds are getting inflows while flexi-cap funds are getting outflows. Why is that? And what is the outlook, do you see, in terms of inflows, do you see?
One of the major reasons for the inflows in the multi-cap segment, we have seen a lot of NFOs which have come up recently, right? So the whole NFO, push can be one of the very strong reasons why we have got so much of inflows in the multi-cap category or multi-cap funds. This is a new category, and we have seen a lot of new funds which have been launched in the past year or two. So I feel that, the NFO push can lead to more inflows in the multi-cap segment. But at the same time, in the flexi-cap space, what you just mentioned, that we have noticed some outflows. It could be various reasons. Profit booking can be one of the reasons, or, rebalancing, because we have seen a lot of funds, which have been underperforming as well, So probably rebalancing in another category or something like that. could be one of the reasons. But at the same time, I feel one good reason, because markets have rallied quite a lot in the past few months. So I think profit booking could be one strong reason of the outflows in the flexicap category.
Thank you for talking to us and explain nitty-gritties of multi-cap and flexicap funds in detail for our listeners.
Thank you so much, Abhinav, for having me. It was a pleasure talking to you.
With that, it's a wrap on this edition of Simply Save. For more news, views, and updates, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.